Hello, everybody. Welcome to I Do, I Did, I Don't. I'm Lori Wood here with my partner in crime, Steve Fatula. And this morning we're going to do something a little different. Before he even says good morning, I'm going to turn the mic over to him and he's going to tell us all the topic of the day.
All right. Well, good morning, everyone. I got that part in. All right. So here's something that happened that I thought would be interesting to talk about. So I went to the food store a couple weeks back and there was like a, you know, like the people that do the cashier have like set personalities. Like
yes. You have the, some lines I avoid at right? the grocery
you
store.
You just know who these people are. Yeah. You go consistently. And this guy's a talker and it drives me nuts because I'm usually either there first thing in the morning before people are up because I don't want to deal with people, or at the end of the day when I'm exhausted and I just don't want to deal with it. And yeah. It's always like 1,000 questions. I'm always in a suit and he's always asking about why I'm in a suit. I'm just like, man, we have this conversation all the time. And this,
now that's funny.
It's funny ish. Cause like the bag lady is looking at me like, Jesus Christ. I'm like, yeah, Jesus Christ.
Here we go again.
Same thing.
Are you buying the same thing every time you go?
No. Cause okay. I find random stuff. I'm like, this looks the greatest looking thing ever. But he asked a question that I couldn't answer cause I wasn't ready. Like I gave some bullshit answer to response, but it was basically like, what would you tell? He was asking for himself. He's about 20 something. So what would you tell him and his generation about kids and marriage, because he heard what we do as a divorce attorney, family law attorney. And he says that a lot of his friends are trying to have kids, marriage. Like it's that early age of right. where everyone knows exactly everything about the world. And
oh, yeah.
You know,
and they're doing exactly what they're supposed to do.
The one comedy got me was like, I don't know how people have kids. You got to really focus on that to try and all that. I'm like, no, man. Like you could slip and have a kid. We've seen this happen where it's a one-time situation. So
somebody didn't tell him the problem.
There was some biological issues that we didn't get into the food line, but it was a question that I think I gave a partial answer of like, be ready. And because like I want to leave, like I don't want to be there. Got to go make dinner.
This kid clearly looks up to the man in the suit.
Yeah the I suit mean, draws everyone to be like, you must know things. Like, well, you would be shocked.
I'm gonna start wearing a suit.
Just start wearing a suit. But it's stuck in my head. That question is stuck in my head, and I thought it'd be a neat topic. So, like, what would I tell the next generation? It makes me go back to like the very beginning of the firm here. We tried to work. It was like a loose try, but with high schools. Because we were dealing with a lot of young parents, and they're not the worst parents, because the statement sounds wrong, but they're the least ready for what being a parent 100% is.
Percent they're right? babies themselves.
They're babies themselves.
You don't know what you don't know.
And it's really hard, because I remember in high school, there was one person that had a kid, and it was a big deal, and everyone knew, and it was the gossip kind of thing, and their lives were changed forever. And that age with emotions and hormones and all that stuff going, people aren't thinking big picture. And it's like, we can get in front of them and maybe explain the cost. I was like, that would be one thing I'd want to talk about. And then with marriage, that he was like, oh, my friends are young, they're getting married. And marriage is different now, but I think it's something that people need to understand. We're divorced, I guess, specialists in this world, and we don't promote it. It's too easy, and people are kind of signing on for all the positive. So in my mind, and I'll kind of take your list as well, the things that I think that I would tell the generation, if they're listening now, tell the generation one, with respect to kids, raising a kid's probably the hardest thing you're ever going to do.
100%. Right?
The closest thing people can generalize to at any given point is like a pet, because people have them at all given ages. And it's kind of like that, except it's not at all like that.
Right. It's 24-hour care, but it's not the same worry, responsibility, da-da-da-da-da.
Correct. You don't get a day off, and if you are on vacation, that's not how it works. And you're responsible for every second that child's alive to make sure they're nourished in some way, shape, or form. And at a young age, it's really hard to do that, because you have things you also want to do. But those things have to take second.
And yeah, they don't matter anymore.
They don't matter anymore. So like when people have the opportunity to plan, which is, that's not always the case, right? But you should look for someone first that you could co-parent with, which is a difficult conversation, because a lot of people, especially younger people, don't know what that means. And it's not, you know, what your parents have or say. It's realizing that this generation is different now. Right. And you have to find someone that you're going to be able to share similar things with, because raising a child is going to come to compromise in some way, shape, or form, whether you're still together or not together.
You have to be mature and enough to know what you want. And that, so you can find the other person that matches that. Because if you don't know. Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of it. If you're not, if you can't look at yourself and say you're mature enough, then it's okay. You're just not ready. And right. That's also okay.
That should be just great, yeah, actually.
I think knowing that means you're probably closer than you realize, but right. That I think is a big deal. The second part are kids are super expensive. And I don't think people realize what expensive means. We live in a world where you push a button and food shows up, right? And it drives me nuts because it happens every day here. I mean, we must have 10 different food deliveries a day easily. Separate food deliveries here at this office. All that is, in my mind, wasted money.
Yeah.
Right. It's not just fast food wasted money. It's convenience fees on top of fast food wasted money. Well, that stuff's going to at some point have to go, right? Because diapers are super expensive.
Formula
is super expensive. These things that people don't realize. I remember the first time I had to buy it, and it was like a pack of diapers was like, I don't even know, $40. And it was like probably a big pack or something along those lines. And like formula was like $40. We didn't have any money. And it was like, how the hell do you do this? Like, yeah. This is.
And it's $40 like every few days.
Every few days. Correct. Because yeah. you're sitting there changing a baby 5 to 8 times a day. It's just amazing how little people realize that stuff's there.
No. And you would until you had to do it or until somebody tells you about it.
Correct.
Someone you
and,
know.
And it's not just, you know, the 20-year-olds or the kids. I mean, these are if you don't have really. Like the old adage of like you get married, then you usually buy a house, then you have a kid. I think the reality was because of a financial maturity that happens because you need someone to share these bills with and you need to have stability where you're living. And then when you have those things mastered, then you can introduce this new expense to the child that has a living, breathing issue that, you know, you mess up and they die. That's a problem, right? Like we don't follow that anymore.
Right? No, everything is instant gratification.
Yeah.
Everything is kind of don't need the house or the idea of marriage is changing and people are being told that there's no right time to have a child. When people say we want to wait till we're financially ready. I've heard people respond.
Yeah.
There's no right time. Just have a child. And I'm thinking,
yeah, it's the problem I think with that is they're not having your kid.
Correct.
And I think that has to be like any advice anyone gives you is you can listen to it and then you have to apply it as appropriate. And I think that I don't think you have to get married to have a kid. Obviously, we know that's not necessarily true. We see it all the time.
Does the kid at the grocery store know that?
No, well, he I don't want to. There was some generational issues where he was a bit too open with the idea of abortion at the checkout lane.
Wow.
And I was just like, this is a sensitive subject. I don't know if this is where we should be talking about it while I'm buying some package of ground beef or something. Like I was like, all right, well.
For some reason, I knew there was ground beef on the counter.
It definitely was
head.
Like, I think it was like a Taco Tuesday kind of night. Where yeah. I was like, guy, this is, we're not getting into this right now. But, you know, there's all these things that have to get factored into life. And at some point, marriage is appropriate if it's appropriate. Buying a house is, there's value to these things with stability. That's
so
a lot of the
difficult
key.
Difficult right now, though.
But it is so God. Difficult. And that's one of the things where if you can't do those things and you have the option to decide about a child, because, you know, things happen, people get pregnant all the time. You should kind of wait until you really are able to figure out a budget. And then I think they said a child, raising a child to 18, I don't remember if the number was like $250,000 or $1 million.
It's $1 million. It's $1 million and has probably grown since then.
And the reality is that's not fathomable to somebody that's making 20 or 25 bucks an hour. Like think about like $1 million and that's average.
It's just a loan that you're taking out when you have this child.
Yeah,
basically.
And it's something where it's like, if the plan is that's what you want to do, okay, just understand you've signed up for this forever. So
the
make
child
sure
didn't. It's not the child's fault.
Correct. So make sure the person you're with is someone you want to do that with. And then make sure that you're ready to do that. And again, if you're not, that's okay.
Yeah.
Like that's the, we have, you know, everyone has family members that are not ready. And then the comments are like, oh, I could have a kid. And the answer is like, look, it's not a weekend hobby. It's your life changed forever. If you enjoy going, we'll just say go-kart racing every Saturday and Sunday, and that's the only thing you care about, it will not be there anymore, or you will not be a good parent. Like, there's a balancing act on something's got to give.
And just because you can doesn't mean you should.
And just because you can doesn't mean you should. So then we shift into item two about marriage. Again, we're coming at this from the understanding that we can end these marriages at any given point for any given reason.
It's the instant gratification.
And it is.
One fight too hard and yeah. I'm done.
And I don't think the younger generation, I think generations before, you were raised with family a lot and family stayed there because it was annoying. But you heard all the things of it's hard, get through it. And everyone's there to kind of reassure you that that's life. It doesn't mean like being a bad situation, but like, you know, when you're growing up, I think my generation is probably, I don't know, we had a much closer relationship with relatives. And it seems like that's kind of just fading away, where family times are not as big of a deal. And
yeah, family reunions used to be a thing, and Sunday dinners or brunches with the family. And even in my family, it shifted when I lost my parents, mm-hmm. but it's not the same.
Yeah, it's not the same. The world moved away from the kitchen table. I think that's a big problem because 100%. Everything ties around that when you're doing these big family things. And I think so people are kind of using friends or the internet, or like they're getting their influence from things that aren't real,
yeah.
right? Like, so you're watching shows and you're like, oh, it's no big deal. This is no big deal. And the reality is like marriage is a big deal, and undoing a marriage is really a big deal. And you got to kind of make sure that this is what both parties want to commit to.
And it's not as romantic as it looks on social media or in a half hour sitcom.
No, it's
a long term project that you're constantly working on.
It's a long-term project with lots of ups and downs, and it's an agreement between people that's supposed to be really serious. And yeah. I think too many people jump in because they want the shiny thing.
They want the big wedding. They want the ring. Mm-hmm. They want the party.
Yep. And it is romanticized. And it's I think from that standpoint, people expect that they're supposed to do it.
Sure.
And I think that, you know, it's a positive thing when it's for the right people. But I think younger generations that are jumping into it, I think we have like a divide on some that are immediate and some that are like, it's not for me. You know, I think you've got to kind of follow your gut. If it's not for you, don't do it, because the impact is very big. A lot of things change. A lot of properties change. A lot of, you know, responsibility changes.
Everything
changes. And a lot of people come to us and go like, I didn't really want to marry this person. I had a red flag. Well, you should listen to red flags. You should pause at red flags and then figure out, is this something? And kind of consider what's the worst case scenario, because from our world, that's what we deal with.
I think for women, and there is a divide, and it's more accepted now that you don't have to get married. You yep. don't have to have kids. But my generation... Mm-hmm. And probably yours, that's what women were told to do.
Sure.
That's what our purpose was.
Yeah.
So when you're a woman and you say, you know, I don't think I'll ever want kids, it's like, oh my God, what's wrong with you? I mean, you're not always received greatly.
That's fair.
And then on the flip side, you've got women who that's what they want. Mm-hmm. And they're so desperate to find a partner to do that with that those red flags, if there are, sometimes get ignored because they just want picture perfect family or the family that they've longed for. I didn't have pretend weddings at 12, but some girls
sure
do.
Yeah.
And so it's difficult because there are so many ways, tentacles that this has. But let's just say that you're thinking about getting married for the right reasons, mm-hmm. still being aware of what marriage is. Yeah. What in a sentence or a paragraph is marriage? What would you tell them if somebody asked you what marriage is?
So to me, marriage is a contract.
Right.
And it's one that is supposed to be kind of upheld through everything. I mean, if you're reading or care about the thing you're saying when you're up there, the answer is it's through thick and thin. It's supposed to be for everything. And the basis
till death do us part
is like a legal basis. There's lots of privileges that come with that, good and bad. There's tax, like there's all kinds of that kind of stuff.
Vance knows about taxes.
Right. Yeah. Right. So that I think is one where it would benefit. And I'm not a religious person and don't affiliate with much of anything, but I think a lot of churches do a good job of making these people go through these classes before they get married.
100%.
And I think that would be a benefit if everyone had to do that. I'm not saying you have to do these things, but like
You have to go through hurdles to get a driver's license. You have to go through hurdles to do other less important things.
I think it's just like you should be aware of what goods and bads are. Most people, I mean, when you're dating, it's you're only seeing highlights. And I think highlights are fun, but like that's not when marriage is there. Marriage is the lowlights. You're dealing with the shit. That's what you're really trying to be ready for.
And you want somebody in your corner who's going to go through the shit with you and support you in the ways that you need.
Yeah. And like the idea of love and all that is valid. Oh, that's great. But there's part twos and threes and fours of that, that I think the generation's missing. And that's when they're quick to just jump out. And the instant gratification world is just, I mean, you're bombarded with sex at all times, whether it's in actual sex or just like the idea of seduction through things that you need materials and you need all this stuff. And then that goes to like the last point of budgeting and financial responsibility. I am terrified at the next generation's financial responsibility. I remember growing up, you would eat out once a month, right? Like it'd be that one Friday.
Yeah, I don't ever remember going out to eat with my family.
And it was never at restaurants. It was you get pizza and bring it home because of the extra cost of soda and all this other stuff. And that's kind of a mind blown idea of making your own food. And it's weird because we sit around and our office is a range of ages. And the younger employees do not cook and eat out every single day. And I don't think people quite understand what that means financially.
No, a family member in that age group, I think I told you, wanted to buy a house. So she went to her mom and all of her mom's friends with her hand out, said, give me money for this down payment. So she's in this house, and they did. And she's in this house that the mortgage is very hefty. No children. But they eat out, two of them, three meals a day every day.
Yep.
And are struggling to pay the mortgage and don't understand why.
Yep. And it's you could tell them till you're blue in the face. It's not clicking. Like that's it's when we so we'll do things here at the office where we order food. I hate food delivery services. Hate them. I understand the value from convenience standpoint, but I don't think people quite understand that if you bought A from a store, the same restaurant, and then bought the same restaurant through the delivery service, there's like a 25% change in cost.
Yeah.
You're paying all these add-ons to save you 10 minutes. The food doesn't come any faster. Usually comes much slower. It's usually and it's
sometimes
cold.
Missing.
Things. And it's almost always with a problem. And it's just like, but we do it as a whole because it's just easier. And I think that's like the summary of all of it. We have to stop doing easy. It doesn't work long term.
No.
And then we have people that if they miss a week of work or they can't take off vacation or something where there's a financial change that's only a week, they're terrified about their finances and they're making decent money. And it's a problem because I don't think anybody kind of bestowed that on them. And right now, I mean, like, think how easy it is if you needed to do anything. You can go on something and get instantly, right? Amazon is, if you wanted the goofiest thing, you could get it right now.
So I could buy a two-story ADU on Amazon.
Right? And get it in 4 to 5 days. Right? And it's in your cart.
And it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Because I don't have any other details, like, does it even have outlets?
Doesn't even need them.
But I can still sell it. There was a show. That talked about instant gratification.
Yeah.
And you can buy the house and everything you need in the house on Amazon and have it delivered to your door.
I mean, and if we go back, 80, 100 years, Sears did that in a catalog. So, like, that idea is not absurd.
No.
But it's the fact that you can do anything and buy anything without any rhyme or reason.
And the difference with Sears is you most of the time had to lay away. And it took weeks to get there. And you usually, if you were looking, you had a plan and you budgeted and you did all the things.
Yeah.
Now it's just Amazon credit card. You don't even see the statement. You just buy now, push a button.
Right.
And most of the time you have no idea what your statement looks like. We do the FL-150, the income and expense declaration. And probably 9 out of 10 of the clients that I've had fill that out and mm-hmm. gone over it with them, had no idea what was going out.
Yeah.
And no idea what they made.
Yeah.
If you ask them without filling out, what'd you make? I don't know.
Yeah.
What'd he spend? I don't know.
It's terrifying.
Yeah.
And it's, I mean, a lot of it comes, I think, down to we rely on credit cards. So all this is fake, right? We don't have to worry about it until it comes due.
Yeah, it's monopoly money.
Right. And that, I think, is a huge problem. Yes, yes. The casino money is much more fun. But I think that that's another thing is that we live in the world of credit, and generations before never had it. It was didn't exist. And it seems to be a big problem because we rely on it and we buy things we don't need because it doesn't matter.
Because we're told that's what happiness is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This
will make you better.
That's probably that last little point that I didn't think about, but it doesn't. Buying all that crap just means you have a lot of crap.
And just frustrates the crap out of you because then you're just moving that crap around your house.
Yep.
It's so important. And, you know, people will take this with a grain of salt, but having children changes everything. I got married at 17. Mm-hmm. I had a child at 18. Mm-hmm. It changed everything about my life. Yeah. Now, my child is grown. I have beautiful grandchildren. Would I have changed it now? No. Did it make my life tougher than it needed to be? 100%.
Yeah.
Did that $5, that was a huge deal. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of struggles that if you plan, just like anything else, it's easier.
That's it. It's easier.
Yes. And marriage, and I've said this a million times, is it's like you're hiring for a job because you are.
Yeah.
You got to figure out what qualifications you need in that applicant. And you're going to hook up or marry the best person for that position.
Yep.
But I agree it shouldn't be harder to get a license to drive a car than to marry and have children with people. And I think we're just so used to doing because that's what this shiny fun thing is now. We're buying because that's going to make us even more beautiful or better, that we don't put thought in the long-term game. So that would be my... Think about what you're doing and picture it 5 years from now.
Yeah.
Are you still going to want that responsibility? Are you still going to like that person? Have the uncomfortable talks now because it'll save you a hell of a lot of money in divorce in the future.
That's a great ending point. Have the uncomfortable talks now.
Because it's a blip in time.
Yeah.
But a divorce is costly forever.
It is.
And with that, I wish we had a happier note to end on. I see people clamoring at the door because Mr. Fatula is always busy guy, but we enjoy every moment that we can spend on this podcast, and we hope it entertains, inspires, and educates in some way. And we'll see you next week.
Have a good one, guys.